symptoms I forget. Perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Just Mom struggling well.
All right, welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast, the podcast that helps you love your actual life so that you don't need to run away from home. We believe here that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
If you love us a lot and you really want to show that, the best way to show it is to join us over on Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell, you can join us for as little as 3 cents a day.
You definitely have 3 cents.
You can afford it. Every other week on the Patreon episodes, we are selecting one person, one Patreon, to gift a $50 Better Life Bag gift card to. So don't miss out and go join.
All right. So Patreon also added a new feature. So you can sign up for an annual membership. So you can pay it all up front at once. And what they do is we can offer a discount. So if you sign up for a year of Patreon, you get a month for free and you can do that starting now. Cool. And I have a hard time buying things for myself. So I would just pass it off as this is my birthday present to myself. I'm getting a year of Patreon, or a Christmas present to myself. I'm getting a year of Patreon. So
yeah, and if you're an Enneagram 2 and you're a helper, please let us prey upon your need to help other people. Help us. We need help.
Okay, so I want to thank a couple of these strugs that have signed up recently. And this is a long list, so bear with me. We have Heather and Angela, Amy, Hannah, Sydney, Mindy, Jenny's friend Teresa again.
What?
Well, I mean, we just need to shout her out here. We shouted out the Jennies last week because we had so many of them.
Got it.
But now we're just thanking Jenny's friend, Teresa, and Jenny.
Focusing on the Teresa part.
Right. Now this is Teresa's real shout out. So Caitlin, Joy, Stephanie, Jessica, Eliza, Eden, Leah, Amy, Carpenter, Deidre, Jessica, Gretchen, Sarah, Carly, Melanie, Christina. We're about halfway through. Jen, Faith, Katie Williams, Hannah, Audra, Elizabeth, Samantha, Kristen, Kelsey, Shannon, Katie Potito.
What?
Woo! I like that name.
That's cute.
Katie Potito, Marcy, Madison, Gina, Christina H, Becca, Irene, Heather, and Amber. Thank you, guys.
These are all the new ones?
Yes. These are all the new ones.
Whoa!
I love the name Gretchen. I just have to say it.
It's Gretchen good. Popito.
No. No. Not a name.
Okay.
Well, Katie, welcome to your first problem solved.
I know. It's exciting.
Are you nervous?
A little bit. I always get a little nervous, a little sweaty under the pits.
It'll be good.
It's a lot like relying. What's the word? There's a lot of writing. Yeah. On these. We solve the world's problems. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Well, I do. I feel the weight of it. Yeah. So today is problem solved Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It's the weird Thanksgiving. I kind of feel like we should talk about, I mean, what is staring us in the face, right? There's a lot of COVID problems with Thanksgiving. It's made this one very complicated.
Yes.
Let's solve those first.
I'm hearing a lot of how do we decide? How do we decide what to do? And how do we break it to the people? Right?
Yeah. Oh, like we don't feel comfortable doing thus and such. Okay.
For whatever reason. Maybe they're not being safe. Maybe you're not safe. You're like, no, I can't be around people. I'm a party animal.
Got it.
I feel like we talked about this on Patreon, but you just have to be honest because I just had to break up with somebody and it's hard. So whatever it is, you just have to be honest about where you're at and know that the other person may not be in that place.
Yeah,
it's true.
I'll tell you what my family and I have decided. We have a verbal agreement that we understand the risks. This is my immediate family, so it's still fairly small, but we understand the risks of getting together. We understand that my family could bring COVID to you. Your family could bring COVID to me, and we are okay accepting those risks to see our family for Thanksgiving. Now, I will say that I have two brothers. Only one brother has currently agreed to accepting that risk. The other one potentially is not going to come to Thanksgiving because of that. So it's not easy, you know, but I think that's helpful in knowing if someone does get even just a cold because we were all together, no one's going to hold it against anyone. No one's going to be angry. We've all upfront agreed. We know the risks. We're willing to take it and we won't be upset if we walk away sick from anything, the flu, you know, anything from this. So
right.
That's how our family's doing it. I think you need to have a conversation. You can't not have the conversation.
Yeah. And just like Katie, you mentioned in the Patreon episode that not everybody's going to be cool with you having your boundary, whatever boundary that is. So kind of expect that, not to be negative, but to be realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I, interestingly, as a nurse who works shifts, I'm working on Thanksgiving. And I think that part of a job has helped me kind of to hold the holidays loosely. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not upset about it. I'm still hosting it. It's still in my house. So I get to clean for it and then clean up after it, but I don't actually get to be there for it, but that's fine. No big deal. But I think, I don't know. I maybe I'm just being weird, but I think we make the holidays such a big deal in our brains, like kind of life or death, or like just makes or breaks the whole season. And I just don't think it does. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think you're totally right. I have a question. Do you guys have holiday traditions? That's something that came up. Elizabeth Barajas wants to know, what are your guys' Thanksgiving holiday traditions? Hmm. Thanksgiving for me is not really super traditional outside of the traditional food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I married into a family who is so chill and happy with whatever I do. And anything I do, they literally say the word that was just perfect.
Aww.
How sweet is that? What an Enneagram one. That's all we want to hear in our lives is that what I did was perfect.
I love that.
Yeah, but my mother-in-law will send me like 3 texts telling me it was perfect. Anyway, so I like to make desserts. And so I just am in charge of whatever dessert I want. And I'm telling you, if I go down to the Kroger and buy some donuts,
it'll be perfect.
It will be. Mm-hmm. It'll be perfect. So
I love that. I want to adopt that as my like phrase.
Yeah.
So thank you, mother-in-law. I have 2 problems based off of food. The first one is, I will say them both and then you can talk about each one. But someone hates turkey. They say it's just not good, even when it's done well. So what should you do? And then somebody else wants to know the easiest homemade pie.
I'll talk about the pie.
All right.
So any pie you can put, I feel like you can put your love into the inside of the pie and do a store-bought pie crust and nobody will tell the difference. Right.
Right.
True.
Yeah. You could store buy the pie filling. It's not going to be as good, but it's easy.
You can store buy the whole pie.
That's true. That's true.
It's really the easiest
way.
If you're going to use the canned pie filling, you might as well just buy a pie from Costco or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, by the way, did you hear? I read this morning that Costco is banning the certain kind of coconut because they're using monkey labor.
Oh, Lord.
And you're not allowed to have monkeys picking coconuts.
Don't they do that like naturally?
But if they're doing it for you, for your coconut milk, that's not okay. I had to like rub my eyes and look again to be like, I'm sorry, are we upset about monkey labor? Sorry. And you know, there are people who are monkey activists who are listening to this, I'm sure. And I'm sorry. And I don't mean to poo-poo your passion, but wow, I think we have different problems than monkey. I'm not against a monkey, but maybe we have bigger fish to fry.
Wow.
Side note.
Preparing for this holiday season has looked a little different this year, but something that is still the same for me is that I want to get gifts for my kids that will keep them entertained and spark a little curiosity. KiwiCo is seriously fun, and I suggest you put it on your shopping list this year. My kids and I worked on a Kiwi crate that is geared towards ages 5 to 8, and it was like an engineering project. We build this marble run with these fun levers and they get tripped. It was perfect for my 6-year-old daughter. She is obsessed with building things and she was super proud of herself for putting together something that had like all these moving parts. It was actually an actual joy to see. My 7-year-old also thought I was amazing because he watches Mark Rober. He's a YouTuber and he also gets into KiwiCo crates. So I'm cool, Mom. Don't worry about it. Deliver the gift of wonder to everyone on your list this holiday season with KiwiCo. KiwiCo designs projects and experiences that spark wonder and discoveries. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code MSW at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code MSW.
They don't like the turkey. It's too dry. Did they say that?
They didn't say too dry. They just said not good.
So bring your bring your own meat. I don't understand why we have to. What's the hang up about the turkey? Bring
like why do we have to have it?
I don't like turkey either. I don't know.
Like, I don't like turkey.
I think it started with like Indians or something. I don't know.
I think you're kidding. You're getting like closer.
Tradition. Yeah.
I just think let's let the I don't think it's good. I don't like it.
I love it. I love dark. I only like the dark turkey, the dark meat, though. Yeah.
I don't like dark meat at anything.
Emily doesn't like a meat on the bone.
Mm-mm. Well, do you guys eat the turkey off the bone on Thanksgiving? Ours is always shaved.
Like medieval times.
We only have turkey
legs. No, that's
like
a pirate. Sorry, I was being a pirate. I'm in the wrong century or something.
No, we also cut the turkey and like put it on a platter. I guess we do have a lot of traditions, right? Every single thing about Thanksgiving is a tradition.
Is a tradition, yeah.
Well, we have to make the turkey because one of the only traditions that I care about on Thanksgiving is the day after Thanksgiving. My husband's family has a tradition of something called turkey noodles, which I think I talked about before on the show. You take the leftover turkey, like shred it up, and make basically like a chicken noodle soup, but you make homemade noodles. And then you put that soup on top of a bowl of mashed potatoes.
What? That sounds yummy.
It's really delicious. So we have to make a turkey, even though I don't like the turkey, but I like the turkey for it the next day.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never made a turkey.
I haven't either.
Oh, you guys could make a turkey.
Oh, no, Katie, I could not.
Oh, you literally just do like two things and put it in the oven. Challenge you to make a turkey this year.
Ooh.
Actually, I will have to because I won't have to, but on Thanksgiving, we aren't celebrating with my brothers, whichever they'll come, until the next Thursday. So okay. If I want any sort of, it'd be so weird not to have a Thanksgiving meal on Thanksgiving. So I think I might have to make it for my family.
But would it though? A lot of people are saying, can we just have pizza? Like, should we just go so far from Thanksgiving this year?
Just because it's been a hard year?
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, they're either alone.
Yeah.
Okay. Or maybe their people aren't coming to them. Maybe they don't get to go to their people for whatever reason. So should we just do something totally different? There was a lot of people trying to order pizza on Thanksgiving and looking for permission. And I am giving it to them.
Okay.
Make it whatever is your very favorite meal.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, who
That's
cares?
A good point.
If you don't like turkey, don't eat turkey. Stop
don't
it.
Eat turkey, especially
don't put it on
just
your plate.
For you.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about putting Christmas up early. Someone wants to know. It kept her up last night worrying about if it was too early. I feel like we really need to address this one so she can sleep.
She's tired.
Is it too early to put up Christmas this year? Will she regret it and be stressed out with the clutter by the time Christmas comes?
I don't think so. Okay, so I got a used Christmas tree about 10 years ago off Craigslist. And I didn't love it, but it wasn't the worst thing. Well, then I got rid of it and got like one of those pencil trees. Because I don't have a good spot for a Christmas tree in my living room. So I got one of those tiny, tall ones. It was $19.99. And apparently what they say is that you get what you pay for. I hated that tree the minute I opened it up because it seemed like it was going to be better than it actually was. It was ridiculous. So every time I put it up, I was mad.
What's it?
I'm mad right now.
I know. I can see it. Yeah. The veins popping out in your
you can
face.
Tell.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not. Is it not full enough?
It was just a $19. It just looked so cheap and bad. And it's so funny, the things that you'll spend a bunch of money on and the things that you won't spend money on, as if you are like down to your last can of beans. You know what I mean? And so I just hauled off the other day and bought the highest rated Christmas tree on Amazon because I'm like, that is it. Anyway, so that just arrived. And so we're going to put it up the day after Thanksgiving. But I'd put it up today if I didn't have to work tomorrow. I have to wake up too early. I want to be able to like enjoy the evening with my kids, you know? So I'm putting it up as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I am too. I'm not against it. I will wait until the day after Thanksgiving because I do like that tradition.
Mm-hmm. We do real trees, so we can't go this early. They'd die probably.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's even selling trees yet. But. Well,
the funny thing is now that I finally have a place for a Christmas tree because we redid some stuff in our living room, I have a perfect spot for a Christmas tree. But now my floors are getting ripped out and I don't know when they're going to be. So, you know, it's a timing thing. That's fine.
That leads me to somebody's problem. Her issue is they have had this home renovation or like a dining room renovation that they've been so excited about. And Thanksgiving was their goal. So they set a goal.
Yeah.
It made a goal that made sense. And now they both got COVID. And so her and her husband were both down and out for like 2 weeks and it messed up their plans, right? So she's like, what do we do? Do we just cancel the whole thing? What do we do? And I want to tell her specifically, push through, get it done. You got a goal. It's so exciting. You
gotta do it. Quit being such a baby about COVID.
In a nice way. I just want to encourage her.
Oh, here's the deal. It's going to be a mess. Maybe there's going to be things that aren't quite right, but that'll be the year that you got COVID, but you got a new dining room.
Yeah. I'm excited for her.
Have it anyway. Yeah. Don't cancel it. The year we moved into the house we're in right now, we bought a new refrigerator and sold our other one. And we put it on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace or whatever. Well, it sold on Thanksgiving. And so the people, we didn't expect anybody to buy anything on Thanksgiving, but they came and took our refrigerator. And so we had to have Thanksgiving out of like a cooler in a big hole where the refrigerator was.
That's so funny.
They must have had a fridge emergency if they were.
Yeah, I guess shopping. They just had moved into a new apartment or house or whatever and they needed a fridge. So,
A great time to have a fridge emergency.
No.
It might be a great time to sell on Facebook Marketplace though, because aren't most stores closed on Thanksgiving?
That's a good point. So, yeah.
Only place to shop is each other's homes.
That's a good point.
You know what you should do? You should buy like a bunch of stuff, like a bunch of bags of ice and a bunch of like butter. And then you put it on Facebook Marketplace like, oh, you ran out? Well, the stores are closed. I got some butter.
Yeah. Or apparently buy a bunch of pizza because that's what everybody wants to have this year. So the holiday season is approaching, which can mean late nights and rich foods. But this year, treat you and your loved ones to the gift of health and prepare your body for the indulgences to come with Sakara. Okay, so Sakara sent me loads of their food. I wish I could have let you taste it. It tastes so good. I felt like I was at a restaurant. I felt like I was at a spa. I ate it in the workroom on break and all the other nurses were giving me the side eye because my food looked so good. This week I tried their white bean chili, their pesto pasta, and several of the most fabulous salads I've ever had. Sakara sends ready-to-eat, chef-crafted meals, and it changes every week so you never get bored. But along with their meal delivery programs, they also have wellness products like metabolism super powder and nutrient-rich supplements. And for a limited time, Sakara is granting you early access to their only sale of the year with 25% off site-wide. So use the code MSWEARLYACCESS, all one word. That's 25% off your entire order when you go to sakara.com and enter code MSWEARLYACCESS at checkout. So enter code MSWEARLYACCESS at checkout for 25% off your entire order. That's Sakara, SAKARA.com.
Hey Struggs, Katie here. I wanted to let you know that Mom Struggling Well has an Amazon affiliate link where we earn a smidge of a profit from the purchases you make. Starting today, there's a click-through link on the show notes for every episode, or you can head to amazon.com/shop/momstrugglingwell yourself just before you check out. Doesn't cost you a thing, helps us cover the cost of production, and we made it fun for you by compiling books from past guests, giving me life items, or just random things we've mentioned all in one place. As you're making your holiday purchases this season, head to amazon.com/shop/momstrugglingwell.
All right, I have a very important question about pie.
You missed the pie segment. We already did that.
Sorry. I'm bringing it back. Next year.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You think you own problem solved?
Ooh. As the children say, that was a sick burn. Sick burn.
Okay. This is from Sadie. Now, Sadie is talking my language. I want to bake 4 different desserts, but there are only going to be 7 adults and 2 kids. So.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I feel like I got to cut at least one of them. Which one goes?
Okay.
Pumpkin pie, French apple pie, which I don't know what that is. Pecan pie.
I think when you make it French, it's like home style. Like it looks a little rough around the edges, but it's supposed to.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
Like a rustic guy?
Rustic, yeah. You say something's home style, it means it's chunky.
Okay.
You know, like rustic French, it means kind of looks like a mess, but in a good way.
Okay, good. That's my home style. It's French. Okay, pumpkin pie, French apple pie, pecan pie, or maple pecan cheesecake. What does she cut?
Pecan pie.
I agree. She's already got the pecan in the cheesecake.
That's what I was going to say. And if that's what they want, they can just have it.
Right. Just eat the top.
Yeah. Right.
No, I love it. That sounds like a great mix. You've got the pumpkin pie, which is totally traditional. Pecan pie people have because they feel like they should have it. Nobody likes it but Grandpa. And Grandpa's got diverticulitis. He shouldn't be having it anyway. But then you got the cheesecake.
Favorite?
So good.
So what's your guys' favorite dessert?
French apple pie, Mexican apple pie, Swiss apple pie.
You like all
apple pie.
Do you put cheese on top of it?
No, what? Oh. No.
Some people like cheese with their apple pie.
Like cheddar cheese?
Yeah.
I could maybe see that. Maybe I'll try that this year. I do like apple slices with sharp cheddar cheese. So why would I not like apple pie?
You really turned the corner like really fast. You were mad a second ago.
You were anti.
Now you have a cheese hat on?
Yeah. What has happened? My goodness. I love sweet potato pie, which is just a little different than pumpkin pie. But in my husband's family, that's a tradition. Sweet potato.
Is that considered a dessert in your family?
You know, they kind of make a sweet potato casserole and then they make a sweet potato pie. So it's only dessert because that's when it comes out. But it was already out earlier and with different clothes on for the main meal.
Yeah.
So it actually is like the same filling but put inside of a pie shell?
No, it's a little different because the one has like marshmallows on top. I don't eat that one.
Oh.
It's a little too sweet for me, but the pie I love. It's got eggs. It's a little more thick. I love the crust. A
couple years back, my in-laws came to visit for Thanksgiving, and I wanted to be impressive. And so I made everything from scratch, and I did it ahead of time, and like whatever I could make ahead and put in the fridge so that when they were here, we could visit and stuff, and it wasn't like we have to do everything on the day of, right? Do a little prep. So my mother-in-law makes this sweet potato casserole that's so good. And I followed her recipe and I did all the things and I peeled and I chopped and I boiled those potatoes and then I mashed those potatoes and then I strained them because sweet potatoes have like the stuff,
lines,
the fibers.
Yeah.
My goodness. She's like, this is really good. And I was like, thanks. I was like, man, those sweet potatoes took a long time. She's like, I just buy it in a can.
Oh, no.
Is that the rudest? That took me the most time out of all of the things.
She didn't have that in her recipe?
Oh, go buy a can and save yourself a full day? No, that was not in the recipe. But that's my favorite food is sweet potato casserole. Mm. I think if we do nothing else, we'll just have a big plate of that. Because that's all the kids want anyway.
My kids won't eat it. They have a roll and a piece of turkey. They don't even eat mashed potatoes. What's wrong with them?
Oh my gosh. I love mashed potatoes and stuffing and turkey. Those would be my 3 I would pick.
Nothing sweet?
Apple pie.
Okay.
Do you guys eat the cranberry?
I'm feeling feisty that year.
If that country music singer is on in the background.
Oh, no.
I can't remember.
If there's country music on, I'll have a spoonful.
I don't like it. In my in-law family, they're big on the cranberry situation. I don't like it. There's like cranberry jello they get. They make a whole situation. It's like a giant Tupperware full of
something.
I don't know what it is. I don't ever
good information. Partake.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you like how I shared the recipe right there?
On the spot. So what do you do if a family member's birthday is close to Thanksgiving? Do you also celebrate it? Yes, you do.
No, family member's birthday is near Thanksgiving. You just forget about that birthday because they don't matter.
How dare you? My birthday is November 28th. And every time it would fall on Thanksgiving, best day of my life. Because you get Aww. To see everybody, right?
Oh, okay.
Even if you don't have presents, though. But you got to, like, say happy birthday. You should, yes, you should celebrate that, okay? Naomi, do it.
Did we do it? Did we do a good job by you in those moments?
Oh, yeah, okay. For sure.
All right. I don't remember.
I have another one, and I don't have the answer to this one. What do you do when you've got a cousin who is not part of like the tight-knit cousin group, and your kids are the ones that are left out, and they just like chill on the couch or hang out with the adults because the other cousins are really close? What do you do?
So if you're the outlier?
Yeah.
Your kids are?
Your kids are, yeah.
Well, my first thought is what I'm sure mom would do. Is bring an activity for all the kids to do together to try to bring them together.
Okay.
The first thing you'd have to do would be like to turn off the TV and take away the phones.
Yeah. So you're going to have to get involved.
The parent's going to have to get involved. And maybe so that it's not like, oh, those weird kids' parents are making us play with them. Maybe the parent should also enlist the help of the other family members who are part of the kids in club.
Yeah.
Or maybe the parents get involved. Like, maybe everybody can kind of get involved and everybody, I think everybody should like put their phones. I've seen that, I think at Walmart, I saw like a telephone cage, like a jail, like you put all your phones in jail. Have you seen that?
I think we saw it together, at the Walmart in Ohio.
We were all together. Oh my gosh, how fun. We have some shared memories. I miss you, ladies. I think we need to get a phone jail.
Yeah, you got to get involved. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could play like headbands or what is that like flip up where you put it on your forehead with
the Ellen game or whatever.
I don't know. Just heads play up. Play some games.
Okay. I like that.
Solved. We need like a ding.
Ding.
Oh, when we solve things.
Yeah.
Katie, can you make a ding?
Okay. I can make a ding.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had multiple people complaining about their mother-in-laws in my DMs, which made me a little sad. I don't know why exactly, except that 2020, everything makes me sad. They call their mother-in-laws annoying. And here's some things that are generally going on. The mother-in-laws are changing plans the day before. So they've set plans in advance and then they call and change them. They forget what food they assigned their daughter-in-law to make and they change it last minute. They invite people to their house for Thanksgiving without asking. Like the daughter-in-law's house, I'm assuming. Mm. They share photos online without asking of their kids. And they buy pointless gifts, even with a list. It's a lot.
I have to say some things, and I'm going to try to be really kind. Okay. Because I'm sure that mother-in-laws can be hard. And I have situations. I mean, no relationship is perfect. But I think some of those things that I'm hearing are like, if they're changing their mind, this is a really big deal for them to get their kids together. Like if we put ourselves in their position, like we still have all of our kids in our house. But when they grow up and move away and they have their own families, won't we be so pumped to see them? Won't we want things to be like maybe how we remember it or maybe we have new ideas? Like wouldn't it bless our hearts if our in-law kids would just go with the flow? Because what really matters? Yes. Is not that they forgot that they asked you to bring green beans and now they want you to bring the cranberry, whatever. And if they're changing it last minute, it's a month away. Like if I don't know. I just think ultimately that's not that big of a deal. And they miss their kiddos. I think the one that I would have to address would be like sharing pictures of kids on social media that I don't feel comfortable with. And I've had to do that with one of my parents. And that, I think that's a valid concern if you feel that a boundary's been crossed or a safety situation or whatever. But as far as that, like, let's just struggle well this year by blessing their socks off and just saying, yeah, I'll bring sugar cookies. You did tell me to make a turkey, but you got this other turkey? Who in the daggum heck cares? I'll bring whatever you want.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's so good. We are all going to be mother-in-laws someday. Yeah. You're right. That's a really good way to put it into perspective. Because I know my mom she worries that everyone is happy, especially with like COVID. She's worrying about people feeling uncomfortable or if it was okay. And I just want to, it is, it's perfect. Like, however it goes, like, it's perfect.
My friend Tina was encouraging me the other day. And she said that as she's been spending time with God, she just feels like the thing that keeps coming back to her over and over is just, I'm just happy to be here. So whatever it is, and that is how she lives her life all the time. I literally think she is always just happy to be here. But it was such an encouragement to go like, so yeah, Thanksgiving, it's not gone how you wanted. Neither has this whole year. Your mother-in-law is maybe not who you would have picked out of a magazine, but like, just be happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So good. So good.
Yeah, and I have to work. I don't even get to be here. So think of me on Thanksgiving and how terrible my life is. Just kidding.
Hey friends, it's Rebecca. I wanted to share with you a brand that has a safe, healthy hand sanitizer for the entire family. Pipette has quickly become a customer favorite for its ultra-gentle baby lotions, oils, and cleansers. And right now, you can score 30% off its entire collection of personal care items. 30%! Pipette is a clean baby and mom care brand with a mission to give every family the best start. Us parents want what's best for our kiddos, and that includes only using the safest products on their delicate, sweet little skin. They sent me a bottle of their hand sanitizer, and I was thrilled to find out that they are actually right. Their formula is super moisturizing, and it doesn't dry out my hands the way the other hand sanitizers do. I don't know how they do it, but they did it. Pipette's $5 hand sanitizer eliminates 99.99% of many harmful germs and bacteria while keeping your skin protected and soft with their non-drying, non-sticky skincare ingredients. It's really amazing. So go snag your fragrance-free, lightweight, safe for the whole family hand sanitizer today. Visit pipettebaby.com and get 30% off with the code MSW. That's PIPETTEBABY.com and use the code MSW for 30% off.
I have two more. One is about Thanksgiving and one is random. Which one do you want? Pick door A or door B?
Let's wrap up Thanksgiving because I like random.
So this, I'm assuming she's around our age. She's hosting Thanksgiving for a massive amount of people. I think she said there was 8 to 10 adults plus all their kids. Okay. She didn't count it all up. Her husband said that she should plan on spending about $2,000 for groceries because they're staying the whole week.
Oh, that's very different than one meal.
One day. Yeah.
That husband.
Important information.
Wow.
So that's expensive. You know, that's very expensive to host that many people for that long. Is there, and she didn't suggest this, but I'm wondering, is there a way that she could like ask people to chip in? They're coming from out of town, I think. So it's not like bring a side with you because they're traveling far. At least that's how I understand it. How can you, or do you just swallow it and rack up your credit card for a month? You know, like how would you guys deal with that?
I would bet that they're planning on doing some chipping in if they're staying that long.
Verbalized that or something.
I don't know. That's a lot of people for a lot of time. But there's a way to do it that's not super expensive, maybe. Like, I don't know what that would be.
Little Caesar's Pizza, hot and ready's.
Yeah. We're going back to pizza.
You could put out a tip jar in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
Do a money. Don't at weddings, they do like a money dance.
Yes.
Put on like the money dance song at one point.
Yes.
Randomly.
Thanksgiving apron.
They're like, why are you moving all the furniture? Just, you'll understand in a second.
Buckle up. So I think normally it's pretty common for the host to be responsible for funding the meals, basically. Right. But I think if they're going to do any activities outside, or if people are saying, how can I help? You know, they're in there cooking and you're pulling out all the food and they're like, how can I help? You can say, oh, when we go to the zoo, take one of my kids or, you know, something like that. Typically, there's more than just the meals. You're going and doing other things. And so those people probably pitch in for those things, I would think. Right.
Yeah. And I think it's just a good reminder, if you're not hosting, to be sensitive to that, because I don't think I think through how much it costs somebody to host me when I go somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. I would do as much as I could ahead of time. I'd buy everything at Costco. They don't use monkeys for their labor. So it's monkey free.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's good.
And you could do like, there's cooking shows that specialize in making it like the bulk of the meal is cheap, like a cost cutting thing. Like you're using stovetop, but you kind of doctor it with a little bit of something other. So it might be kind of a fun challenge to make it. How cheap can we make this meal while doctoring it up so it's a little fun?
Fancy.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. But on the other hand, if this woman has enough space in her house to host all these people. Like maybe she's got $2,000.
She may. Or unless they're just sleeping on the floor in sleeping bags.
Right. True.
Okay. What's your random one?
Oh, yeah. Dora B. Okay. 13-year-old is invited to a sleepover and they are going to watch a scary movie that the mother doesn't feel comfortable with her watching. How does she balance that? Like, time to let go maybe a little bit, but still holding to what boundaries and morals you have in your family. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever come across that with your kids?
My daughter is obsessed with watching horror films.
Oh, that's
right. I don't like it. I feel like the things that we watch are important. Like, we need to not fill our brains with junk. But also, she really likes them. And so I have let that be what my husband does with her because I trust his judgment. And I also just don't like scary movies. So I don't want to say no to her with scary movies just because I don't like them.
Mm-hmm. Would you let her go to a sleepover and watch a scary movie at someone else's house?
I think it maybe depends on what the scary movie is. So the ones that are like really demonic and stuff, I don't love that. I don't love any of them. What do you guys think?
I would let them do it, you know, depending on what it is, right? And then make sure to talk about it or at least educate yourself on, okay, what are the things they're going to see or watch it yourself, depending on how much time you have to invest in this issue. But talk it through at the end. We just got done watching Adam Sandler has a Halloween movie. I didn't realize that it was for a little bit more mature children. It's kind of like a children's movie, but kind of like a Happy Gilmore type, how his movies are. Mm-hmm. There were lots of questions at the end from a 7-year-old. And so we continued to watch it because it was very funny for Brandon and I, who have grown up with Adam Sandler movies, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was getting into, but a lot of it had already passed. And we were like, well, we're in it now. And so at the end, we just said, you're staying up late tonight and just fire off all those questions and we will answer them for you. So that's how we handle it.
That's good.
Because they will see it somewhere else.
Yes.
Or if you're always saying no, they're just going to go watch it on their own anyway. So I just feel like be real open about it. It's my opinion.
And I think Common Sense Media, you can look up and see what they're going to see. Is that what you were going to say, Rebecca?
No, that's a great point, though.
Mm-hmm. So you can talk about it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Even.
I was just going to hammer home the idea of doing things with your kids as much as possible first, because you're right. They're going. So for an example, I think I've mentioned this on here before. Jonah has been talking about Fortnite, and everything I hear is that it's like not something I want him to be playing, but I didn't want him to not know what it was or what it looked like. So him and I, we sat down and played for like 30 minutes together just so he could know what it was. And at the end, he was like, it's not that, you know, he wasn't that interested, but it kind of helped to do it with him. I feel like that's great with the scary movies. Like you said, you're having Eric watch with Lane. Mm-hmm. So she still gets to do it and she's not going off and sneaking it or, you know, doing it at a friend's house without telling you.
Yeah, it's tricky. And also, it depends on the kid. If the kid is, like, not going to be able to handle it, then she doesn't need to, she can set that movie out. But if she's into it, she can probably handle it. Or maybe she can scare the pants off herself and then be like, hey, never mind, I don't like that anymore. Which is what I wanted to happen with my daughter, but it didn't work.
I think another thing is set her up with all of the tools, the words to say, I'm not into it. You can stand up for yourself and say, this is lame. Let's do something else.
Yeah. You know, role play that.
I am out of here. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay. So why don't we talk about what is giving us life, ladies?
And killing us softly.
Giving me life, killing me softly.
I don't even understand where it came from. And I feel like it kind of goes with my killing me softly, but I have put a pause on grad school and I feel a lot of peace about it.
Yay.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited about it. So, I'm just trying to like watercolor and cook and dehydrating food and just trying to do some like, I don't know, things that aren't striving. And I think it's coming from, I really like my job and I really feel fulfilled in it. And I don't feel like I need to do more. I don't know. So I'm just, I don't feel like I'm going to go back anytime soon. And I love it.
Yay.
I'm so happy for you.
It's got to be a huge relief off your shoulders.
It is, but it's so interesting because I really wanted to do it. And then all of a sudden I didn't want to do it at all. Not because it was fun and then it wasn't fun. It never was fun. But I just don't want to do it anymore. And it goes along with the next thing I'll say.
What I like about it is that you didn't run yourself into the ground or back yourself into a corner where you had to quit it because you had fires because you were doing too many other things. Like, this is the first time I feel like you've made a – not the first time. Excuse me.
Oh,
with this big
snap.
Decision.
Yeah.
You made it very – it was a very healthy choice, and you made it in your own way versus
– needing to, because I was so – yeah. And I just feel – I just tend to strive and work too hard, and I just – right now I'm like, I just – nah. Nope. I don't want to. I'm excited. I'm really excited. Yeah. So what about Katie? You go next. What's giving you life?
What's giving me life is I have just purchased – my very first Better Life bag.
Oh,
and
my
it's
goodness.
On the way for my birthday.
How exciting. Yay. You got a backpack, right?
I got a backpack and I put it on because it's so, the website is so fun.
It is so fun.
And it gives you the rendering of what you chose and I'll tell you what I chose. And then I put it on stories and I was like, look, it's on the way. And so many people are like, oh, I have 45,000 bags. I'm so excited for you that it's your first one. The people that get Better Life bags, it's like a cult.
It is a cult.
It's like they have so many.
They do.
It's, yeah, it's a phenomenon.
She prefers that word to cults. As
oh, sorry.
As the owner.
Negative connotation. So, excuse me. So anyway, I went with the Harper for all you Better Life bag cult members. Harper. With brass hardware, in mushroom leather, with peony fabric on the inside, with a laptop pocket, and I cut the pockets off.
Side pockets.
So I'm very excited to get that, and it should come right around my birthday.
I'm so excited. I'll have to see if I can get a sneak peek of it as it's being made for you.
You need to see if you can scoot it up in line, Rebecca.
I could do that too.
No, I don't want it scooted up. It's coming before my birthday. And nope, don't scoot it up. Because unlike Emily, I keep my packages. I'm probably going to wrap it. I'm not kidding. And put it and keep it until my birthday. It's supposed to come like on the November 15th or something. And I'm going to save it until the 28th. What happens with on my birthday? And then I don't have anything fun happening on my birthday.
You have the bag that you've enjoyed for 2 weeks now.
No, that's not how birthdays work, Emily. She's the worst.
I would do exactly what Emily. I would open up as soon as they get it. Yep.
What's wrong with you guys?
What is giving you life, Rebecca?
Well, I hung some curtains in my living room. I've been curtainless in the living room for a couple years, which I intentionally took them down. It felt very calming and minimal to take them down, but I felt the itch to put them back up. And I hung them high and wide, just like you're supposed to, high to the ceiling and wide. And they just cozied everything up. And I will say Neil helped me hang the first, there's two of them, two sets. He helped me hang the first one, and he was trying to make sure that the curtains would close. I was like, oh, no, no, you don't worry about that. High and wide. He's like, we're not going to close these curtains. I was like, no. He's like, was so confused.
That is not the point of curtains, husband.
Exactly. We have blinds. The blinds are the what we pull down, you know? So yesterday I walked in from Kroger pickup and he had closed the curtains.
What?
I was like, and they didn't meet because they weren't supposed to.
Oh, no. Like high water pants.
Sorry, I forgot that we don't close these.
You know he did that just so that he could point out
probably
how ridiculous this is. Oh, I love it. That's so funny.
I love that. Because he hung them up, now he feels like he's involved in the curtains and that he can open them and close them at his leisure. And that is so not
no. true. Keep your hands, step away from the curtains.
Once you hang them, you don't touch them anymore.
That is so funny. Yeah, I have curtains that have never been drawn. They're only, there's like a tie back thing. And yeah. that they weren't meant to ever cover the window. Don't, no. don't be ridiculous. Yeah. Okay, Killing Me Softly. This goes with the excitement over not having grad school. Having kids who have some attachment issues and ADHD, technology is not great. And school with during COVID is, even if they go to school, at least in our situation, they're still on the computer all day. Okay. And the teacher just like watches their screen from her screen. Okay. So it's still all on computers. And yeah. Plus we're getting into some trouble on our computers and just don't feel like this is a great way for my daughter to learn at this time. And so I may become a homeschool mom again.
What?
This is where, Katie, you need to insert a screaming sound.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just think that's the only way to get back to paper and pencil and books and learning without technology. And I don't think that those things are bad. I just don't think those things are great for this child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And homeschooling before was a disaster. However, she's older and it would just be me and her. And it wouldn't be at quite the accelerated pace of that other school.
Right.
And I could also do some like character development and then just like that kind of stuff. And so I think the things I'm seeing happen with her choices are concerning enough, plus the technology situation, that we may do that. And it's not either one of us, me and my daughter are both like, I'm sorry, what? But it really may be what we do. And here's another thing that you'll be proud of me, Katie. I haven't made that decision in a hurry. I still have not made that decision, but it's something that we're very seriously considering in this season where she's more pliable still and still got some kid stuff going on, like childlike and whatever. I just feel like it's a season where she's more moldable than she will be. So anyway, I don't know. I just think the technology is not a great thing for every kid.
Yeah.
Have you talked to her about it? Does she seem open?
Oh, she's closed. She's a closed book that's like locked like a diary and she doesn't know where the key is. That's her. And me too, to be honest, but I don't know. I need to do the right thing. I don't know what the right thing is.
Yeah.
I feel like she's that book from Harry Potter.
Yeah, the book of monsters. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Not in all situations, but when it comes to the conversation about, do you want to be at home with your mom all day?
But here's the deal. I'm thinking that because she doesn't currently have a phone, I'm thinking that I would get her one of those phones that is those Gab Talk phones that's got no internet so that she can still communicate with friends, but without apps and YouTube and stuff that's getting her into trouble at this time. Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't think you're alone. Out of my group of like 7 moms at our school, 3 of them have decided to stop doing school and homeschool. So I don't think you're alone in that at all.
It's a really hard decision, but I think because this will be our 4th school change, I am no stranger to changing things. And she every time complains and then just goes with it, you know, but right now I have the margin. I work 3 days a week. I'm off 4 days a week. And then my husband works from home as well. She's old enough. She's, you know, and then when she's done with school, she can go to the barn and be with horses, which she loves. So yeah. I don't think it's going to, it's certainly not as a punishment, but as a drawing her close and pouring into her in a season. That's kind of what we're considering, we're praying about. So anyway, wah, 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 wah.
Hey guys, it's Rebecca. I'm back to tell you more about one of the show's sponsors, Jonas Paul Eyewear. First of all, if you follow me on social, you know the journey that we have been on with Clara's eyesight. We found out a few years ago that she is almost blind in one eye and has had to wear a patch over her good eye to strengthen the bad one. Let me tell you, that was not a fun season of our lives. But when it came to getting her glasses, I knew exactly where we would go. Jonas Paul Eyewear. They specialize in affordable glasses for kids and teens, ages 4 all the way to 16, and the at-home try-on kit is so fun. You can pick 7 frames for 7 days and just $1. Then, when you pick your favorite pair from the try-on kit, or just straight from their easy-to-use website, you upload your prescription in a super quick and easy way, literally. You just take a picture of your prescription and email it to them. It's great. I love that their mission is to help kids feel beautiful and confident in their glasses. Clara definitely looks adorable in every pair we have from Jonas Paul. Don't need a prescription? Well, they offer blue light blocking glasses as well. It's perfect for 2020 and all the Zoom calls our kids have been on lately. So visit jonaspauleyewear.com/momstrugglingwell to get an early start on their Black Friday sale and save up to 30% off your next purchase. That's huge. 30%. That's jonaspauleyewear.com/momstrugglingwell.
What about you, Katie?
Well, I have one that is about religion, which I don't normally talk about.
She doesn't,
very
guys.
Often.
She don't.
Actually, I'm going to save it because it's kind of a long one. So I'm thinking on the spot.
Okay. You have to save it?
I'm going to save it.
Okay.
It's going to kill you softly.
Oh, shoot. Now I'm nervous.
We'll still talk about it. We'll still talk about it. Killing me softly. We have to get some wood floors refinished that have just like really, we've really taken all the finish off. And now it's like a splinter situation at the bottom of our stairs. So that needs to be fixed. And while we were thinking about doing that, or we're in the process of, you know, getting quotes for that, I was like, there's this little entryway, you know, people don't put wood floors at the entry because of the water and the things. Oh. So there's a little area that's tile right at our entryway that's attached to the wood floors that we're going to refinish.
I never thought about why they didn't do that. That makes so much sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was like, we have some really ugly tile there that doesn't match any other part of the house. So I found some kitchen tiles downstairs in the basement that were used for the kitchen. So I was like, it's a small area. Let's just bust this floor up and do it. And I'm good at stuff like that. I mean, I've never done tile, but I definitely do all kinds of things. So I figured it'd be fine. And so anyway, big boy was cool with it. And then apparently he thought about it overnight and now he isn't cool with it. And so we had that conversation this morning. It didn't go well. And so what's killing me softly is that I have to have, that there's two of us that make decisions sometimes.
Yep.
I don't like that.
What you should have done is just go ahead and busted the tile up as soon as you got the yes. And then there's like no turning back. You know?
I know. I should have done it. But you know what I did do is I said, all right, then you take all these tiles back down to the basement, 2 levels down.
Ooh.
Big old heavy tiles. And he was like, why would I have to do that? I'm like, because you just pooped all over all my plans. So
plan pooper. Hold it. He said it's not going to happen for anybody. Like even other people can't do it for you. It's just not happening.
Such a small area. It's like a 4-foot by 4-foot area.
So?
And he's like, I know, but it's hard to even get people to come out for something that small.
The wood finishers don't also do tile.
They don't. And you know what I want? I want whoever's refinishing this floor to be really good at refinishing floors. So I'm fine with that. Like I want them to have their specialty.
Got it. What made him change his mind?
Well, you know, all the houses that we live in are never our forever home because we're military. So we're always in the we're always thinking, okay, we're going to have to resell this. You know, what's an eyesore? What do we want to put money into? What do we not want to put money into?
Okay.
So we do want to put money into no splinters, but we don't want to put money into good looking tile.
But you already have the tile.
I already have the tile.
And the labor.
I know, but like,
boy in here. Get him in here.
That's it. Yeah.
It's because we don't know how to do tile. That's the problem.
YouTube.
Us too, we don't know.
YouTube. Not us too.
Oh, YouTube.
Not you too. YouTube.
This internet website you can go to.
Oh, I know. I know, but that's the thing is, I'm not against it. It's just there's two of us, you know?
Well, maybe the wood finishers will drop their sanding machine and crack the tile. You could ask them to.
Just break it or have one of your kids break it. That's so messed up.
I did not
suggest that.
Oh, anyway. All right, Rebecca, what's killing you softly?
All right. So in May, we got a new couch. It was a COVID purchase. From West Elm, and it's breaking.
What? I just got two couches from West Elm. Don't even tell me that.
It's breaking. And
oh, no.
When I got the couches and shared them on social media, I had quite a few messages start pouring in, like, have you ever had a West Elm couch before?
Oh, I was like, gosh.
No, but I sure like paid enough money for this. And they were like, well, okay, let's hope that they've gotten better.
No.
So it's cracking. It's an 86-inch couch, and it doesn't have feet in the middle.
Okay.
And it's like, so it's sag. It's like cracking in the base underneath the material. So I'd have to pull the material out to confirm for sure that there's a crack, but it's definitely doesn't look sturdy. Like it's going to crack in half eventually.
Do they have like a warranty?
They don't do warranties.
What?
So I know. I did call. It's like, what's the worst that can happen is that they would say no. And I sent them pictures and a video of Neil sitting down on the couch to show them how it like bows in the middle. And he wore his military uniform, not on purpose.
Whatever.
He just happened to have it on.
He salutes and then sits down
and falls on his butt.
And they are going to send a replacement couch, which makes me feel really amazing. I also happen to tell them that I have an Instagram following and I've told people about this couch and some people have gone out and bought it. I don't know what part of all of this played into me getting a new couch, but they're going to send me a new one. So hopefully that one's not going to break.
That is so good.
Yeah.
Same design.
Yeah. Same design.
Is it possible to put something underneath of it for support that you won't be able to see?
That's if they weren't going to replace it, because she was not confident that they could do anything about it. She's like, well, you have had it for a little bit. I was like, 5 months. I've had it for 5 months.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was not very hopeful. And that's kind of what I was reading on the internet, too, is they don't really do this. They don't replace it.
I had no idea.
Neil and I were going to just ask, well, can we buy two more legs and we'll like put two legs in the middle? That was going to be our backup plan, which we might still do because it is a long couch to not have a support in the middle as well.
I would just do that for the new one.
The new one, getting for sure. Yeah. So
I'm really proud of you for calling because
that's not easy. You're right. I don't even like ordering pizza. So
that's so good.
Yeah.
So mine break, will one of y'all loan me your husband's military uniform so I can
dress up,
put it on,
dress up my husband?
Yes, we will.
All right, guys, that was a good time. That was a really good time. We have two orders of business. Number one, there was a vote and it's official. Beep, 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 boop, 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 boop. It is Strug with two G's.
Oh, good. Okay. I
wasn't sure. Every time I would write it, I'm like, is this one G or two G's? It's two G's.
I love it. Okay.
All right. And now over to Rebecca with a special announcement.
So if you are a Patreon member, if you are a Strug with two G's, we're going to have something fun happening very, very soon. We are going to do a secret Santa amongst the Patreon members in the Patreon group. So you can go over there to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell, log in, and you will see a link where you can sign up with Elfster. We have a special Mom Struggling Well link. You have to sign up by December 1st. It's the last day that you can say, I want to participate in the gift exchange. Because on December 2nd, the magic elves of the North Pole in Elfster, they're going to randomly match us up with each other in the Patreon group. And you will be sent a secret sister Santa in your email with their address and some of their likes and dislikes and allergies and different things like that. So the gift exchange has to be sent in the mail by December 15th. All of this info is going to be in Patreon, but I just want to give you a heads up. If you're not a Patreon member and you want to participate, it's only a few dollars to join Patreon and you can play with us.
I think it's such a good idea.
And also you get all of the past episodes. You get a ton when you join Patreon because we've been doing this for so long.
It's true. You do get all the old Patreon episodes. Can you explain just real quick, because I'm new to Patreon myself, what the difference between the $1 level and the $3 level is for Patreon members?
Okay, so if you sign up at the $1 level, you get into the Facebook group where we do all the chitter chatter. And then you'll be able to join the Elfster because we'll do the Secret Santa like links and stuff in the Facebook group.
Okay.
But if you join at the $3 level, you're in the Facebook group. You're doing the gift exchange and you get all the episodes
that we've ever done.
Okay.
Yep.
And the new ones that we do every other week.
That's right.
Okay.
So if you want to continue the conversation, we can all be found on the gram. I'm at Kate Ordway.
You can find me, Rebecca, at Rebecca Smith Online.
And I am Mom Struggling Well. So what will your strategy be to struggle well this week? Maybe you call your mother-in-law and tell her that she's perfect. Well, You should really call your mother-in-law, for real. The other day, I brought my mother-in-law figs because she loves figs with her whole heart. So be like me and give your mother-in-law figs. Maybe you order pizza for all the people staying at your house and make them happy. Maybe you dress up in a military uniform and see if you can get some stuff for free. But honestly, maybe we struggle well this week by just remembering that we are just happy to be here. I love that.
Yeah.
So do us a favor and share this episode if there was anything you got out of it that you think somebody else would enjoy. Your recommendations mean the world to us and they help us reach more moms struggling well.
Make sure you push the subscribe button. I feel like a YouTuber. Smash that subscribe button.
Don't miss you're so hip. I can't even handle it.
So you don't miss the next main show episode, which will be here in 2 weeks, where we're going to be talking about something surprising.
Maybe Christmas. Maybe Christmas, like gifty ideas. What are we doing? Right. What are we even doing with Christmas?
You guys, I am so excited about the gift I got for my kids for Christmas. I cannot wait to tell you.
We're going to be talking all about it in 2 weeks.
Good.
All right, guys. See you later.
Bye.